I'm Jill Chivers from Shop Your Wardrobe and 16 Style Types.
And I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style and 16 Style Types. Shoes.
Shoes.
It's one of my favourite topics.
Mine too.
So, one of the questions that comes up quite frequently is, what do I do when I've got some foot issues that is not allowing me to wear the shoes of my youth?
Yes.
To run down the street in 6-inch stilettos.
Yes.
Like I might have done when I was young.
I used to jump on and off buses in George Street, and I travelled a lot, and these big heels, yeah. And I mean, now I look at them and my eyes water. I see them in stores, yeah. And I think, oh, those were the days. I just can't wear that kind of shoe anymore.
Yes, car to the bar shoes now. Sitting only.
Yes.
And so, and look, for me, I've just had to move into orthotics due to some foot problems. And it is one of those things that I've suddenly gone, I've got this great big shoe collection. And, you know, it's a bit distressing, I have to say, too, that, you know, a lot of shoes, I mean, I could wear them for an hour or two here and there, but they're not my all-day, everyday shoes anymore.
Yeah, and look, shoes that you can only wear for an hour or two, geez, you have to love them. You have to love them for them to warrant their place in your wardrobe, don't you? So you're going through a transition of a different sort and having to review all of your beautiful shoes through this new lens.
Yes.
Because you found this issue, and even though you were a touch skeptical, the orthotics are working.
Yes, they are.
You have no or reduced pain, and that's really, really important.
So, and that's the thing is because of the reduced pain, I'm going, okay, well, this is working and therefore I have to work with this.
Yeah.
But it's really changing how I'm thinking about, well, what do I wear?
Yeah.
So, look, at the moment it's winter, it's a bit easier at the moment because the closed shoes are definitely easier to put orthotics in and they're not obvious.
Yeah.
And I found that because I'm lucky in many ways, I've got a narrow foot.
Yeah.
So I've always had a bit of space in a lot of my shoes.
Mm.
So I can put an orthotic in, but I've also had to invest in shoes that are orthotic friendly. So you can take out, you know, the footbed or whatever. So they're made to put an orthotic in.
Yeah.
Occasionally I've also bought a bigger size. But of course, some things, you know, a bigger size, I still can't fit my orthotic in. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
But that is another option. But there are certainly quite a few brands around now, and I have written a blog post about orthotic friendly brands, which we'll link to here.
Yeah.
But also it's also thinking about my style.
Yeah.
Because I've always had, part of my feminine has been my feet.
Uh-huh.
And so orthotic friendly footwear is not on the whole hugely feminine. And that's one of the things I'm struggling with, because it means like, oh, well, I've got to add femininity somewhere else.
Yeah.
But my feet have got to be more practical than they've ever been.
Yeah.
But I certainly don't want to get into the clumpy, you know, doctor shoes. I don't even know what you call them.
Yeah, the Dr. Scholl.
Yeah.
But, you know, the fact that you're even aware of that a place where your femininity often went has now been removed or reduced in its capacity to deliver on that.
Yes.
So I have to do it somewhere else. You're just streets ahead of so many people who would just, they'd be floundering with it. It could be the kind of thing that's just a massive stop sign, and I'm now totally confused about my style. And so knowing that is just so helpful. I mean, you still have to go through this process with your shoes, and that, you know, there's an element of letting go of something that's served you so beautifully.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, you now have the option of making a relatively seamless transition.
So one of the things too, when we're thinking about this kind of like, you know, more comfort-driven shoes,
yes,
is they don't have to be ugly. So, you know, since I've had to go down this, I've gone, well, I've got to replace a few pairs, especially for the day-to-day shoes.
Yeah.
I've got to replace some of the shoes I own, you know, like just for my day-to-day, because I've got to get by. So I need some shoes. I can happily put my orthotics in, and it's comfortable and all that sort of stuff. And they're flat.
Yeah.
Or, you know, very close to flat.
Yeah.
On the whole, so very small heels, if there are any. But I have found that there are, you know, attractive looking shoes.
Yeah.
They don't have to be really, and often part of it's the kind of thick, chunky, sticky outside sole.
Yeah.
They're
the shoe equivalent of a hearing aid. That's what they are.
Yeah. You know, and it's very, they don't need to be, you know, so I can wear an Oxford, but it doesn't have to be a kind of clumpy Oxford. It can be a more refined looking Oxford.
Yeah.
I can also think about not wearing it with a big thick sock, or, you know, not making it look, you know, making it look fashion.
Yeah.
Rather than I have to wear this because I have foot problems.
Yeah.
So there is that, you know, so I think Oxfords are a great way and, you know, brogues, those sorts of things.
Ballet flats are still doable?
No, not my regular ballet flats, no. Mm. But I have found a brand that does, you know, it's basically a ballet flat, but with a strap, an ankle strap, that is made for orthotics.
Oh, okay.
So I found some shoes that you can happily put orthotics in that don't look like they're medical specialist, you know, shoes.
Yeah. Now, I don't have that orthotics issue, but certainly I have noticed that my ability and tolerance for wearing really spiky high heel stiletto kinds of things is vastly reduced to the point where I just can't wear shoes like that anymore. Some of you may know that I am a shoe up styler. I paint my shoes and I jazz them up, and we're going to link to the two women in California who I learned so much about this from, Sassy Feet. Hello Margot, hello Destiny. And they have a wonderful website which is all about how to upstyle your shoes. Now, here's a little bit of a rider on that. For me, doing that is just creative art. Yeah. It's fun. And some women would look at that and say, oh, I totally want to get into that. And other women would say,
never.
You know, yeah, I'd sooner pull my fingernails out with the rusty pliers. The last thing I want to do is pick up a paintbrush and paint a pair of shoes. You can recolor shoes. This is just an option for people to know that you can change shoes. So if you have a comfortable shoe that is boring, you can change it, whether or not you paint it or embellish it in some other way. And you know, the other thing that I find is just a colored shoe.
Yes.
And increasingly, those options are available in the most comfortable shoes. So instead of going for the navy, the black, or the beige, or the chocolate, go for the red, or the hot pink, or the yellow, or the emerald.
Yes.
You know, choose a colour. Gee, that makes a difference.
Also too, another option is go for the nude, because then your feet aren't the focus.
Right.
So that would be the other thing, that if you go, I don't want people to be looking at them because they're not part of the outfit. Like, make sure you've got a focal point somewhere fun up here.
Yeah.
And just make them kind of beige and skin colour, as nude as you can get it, so whatever nude that works for your skin, because that is the other way of doing it, that very often you don't need to have multiple straps or things, you know, to hold them on your feet. So, you know, just for that kind of level of, there's plenty of people who go, I have to have a closed shoe, or I have to have the straps and things. So when you have them in a nude, it's just not as obvious as when they are in, you know, if you've got black shoes and white legs or something, then it becomes, you know, really
obvious.
Really obvious. Mm. And then think about even things like, you know, the thickness of the sole. Like, quite often some of the good, you know, kind of shoes that are made to fit orthotics, they don't have great big thick soles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've still got the comfort level, but they're not looking clumpy and chunky in a way. And I think that's the other thing, is that it doesn't have to be clumpy and chunky to actually be comfortable and to be able to put your orthotics or, you know, deal with foot issues in that way as well. So,
and I love your post where you show shoes on a level of refinement and different fabrics and different finishes and different heels. And that's also an excellent way of just getting an understanding of how a shoe that might in every other way be driven by comfort and simplicity, but if you add one of those other elements, it's metallic or it's patent, or there's some other element, it just raises the level of refinement.
So, you know, it could be a fairly flat, ordinary shoe, but if it's in a patent, it's going to be dressier. Or if it's in a metallic, you know, it's going to be dressier than if it's just in a kind of matte leather. So there's all those sorts of things as well to think about when you're thinking about, well, how do I make them look a little bit better? And then there's also thinking about your proportions. So if I do have to wear a lace-up shoe, so I might think about, well, do I do it in a nude? Because then we're not going to notice the shoe in the same way. Do I then adjust the proportion of, say, my skirt length? Because if I'm wearing a below-the-knee skirt, then it's really starting to cut off my legs. Versus if I'm wearing something that's just, you know, kind of the top of my knees, I've got that bit more leg, so the proportions work better. So you can kind of get away with it better. Do we think about, or if I'm wearing a pair of ankle boots or something, then I'll match my tights. So if I've got a pair of black ankle boots, then I'll have black tights or something. Something so that I'm not really noticing where one thing ends and the other next thing begins. So there's lots of ways. Also looking for interesting detail on your shoes. Like, so I got a pair of boots that have got this great little kind of metallic gold filigree leather cutout detail that's on the back. They're flat shoes, they're flat boots, they're flat ankle boots, but it just gives them that bit of little zhuzh up so that they just don't look like, oh, she's wearing everything really flat, boring boots.
Because very few people wear just shoes and nothing else. Yeah. Like, shoes are always part of an entire outfit.
Well, if you are wearing shoes and nothing else, we're not going there.
So, you know, shoes are never happening in a vacuum. They're always happening in the context of your entire outfit. And when you think of it that way, you can make a pair of very comfortable shoes, pair of orthotic shoes, no matter where they need to be on that spectrum, make, you know, be part of that harmonious family that is your outfit.